This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Good news.
You know I always am.
All right, first up, the moment we've been waiting for two decades, Brendan Fraser is back, baby. And that's right! I love him! Upworthy reports Brendan's long-awaited return to the big screen is upon us. We loved him in movies like The Mummy, George of the Jungle, and now he is starring in the upcoming film The Whale. After staying largely out of the public eye for the better part of 20 years, Brendan underwent incredible physical changes for this film. He plays a 600-pound man trying to reconnect with his teenage daughter. And when it premiered at the Venice Film Festival, Brendan received an emotional six-minute standing ovation.
Yeah, that's what you call acclaim. I mean, are you guys with me? I remember going to see The Mummy in the theater. I remember going to see George of the Jungle. He is such a nostalgic actor for me. And where's he been for a minute? And now he's back in a big way. They are saying he could win an Oscar for this role.
Brendan apparently stepped out of the public eye and Hollywood for very specific reasons. And it was really his choice. He pulled himself back and he just felt very vulnerable and didn't feel comfortable and wanted to live a different life. And I'm just grateful that he's ready to give his gifts again to the world.
Yeah, and if you're gonna come back like this, yeah, like this, exactly. Wow. I can't wait to see it. All right. Next, if you are burned out on dating apps, anyone out there burned out on those dating apps? Yeah. And where do you stand on dating apps right now, Drew? Are you on or off?
My friend said that the dating app we're on is like the best bar in a small town, you know?
Oh.
It's like, and it does exactly how it feels. Like when you're in the mood, you go there and otherwise, you stay home.
Okay, so that was a non-answer on answer, but I'll accept it.
It's like a mood thing. Like, I definitely go hot and cold on it. There are some days where I feel like I'm really checking it and kind of, you know, having a conversation or two here and there. And then there are a few months where I don't look at it. Is that a better answer?
That's a better answer.
I will
accept it. That I believe you.
Okay,
I believe you. But I like knowing where she is on the dating apps. And if you're like Drew, there's an old solution that's coming back into style. Listen to this. ID reports more and more singles are turning to professional matchmakers. Experts say it's because people want to go on less dates and more dates with more substance. And this is interesting. Some matchmakers say many of their clients find success with someone a lot different than who they imagine they would find for themselves. So maybe getting an outside POV is a good idea. Would you do a matchmaker, Drew?
Well, I did once.
You did?
I did.
Like a professional matchmaker.
I can't believe I'm telling this story right now. I just can see the, oh God, all right.
Safe space.
So my friend was seeing this matchmaker for himself. And he was like, I'm seeing this matchmaker. You should see them too. And I was like, all right, I'll give it a try. Because I hadn't really tried the apps.
Uh-huh.
This was like 4 years ago. I don't know, 3 years ago. After I got a divorce, I was single for a long time. I just like wanted to honor it. You know, I wasn't like, let's get back out there. I was like, I don't think I'm ever doing this again. And so I hadn't tried the apps yet. So I thought maybe other people feel like this too. Like, oh, a human. Like that would be a solve.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I talked with her on the phone. And then she did set me up on a date. But then I didn't know her CV, as they say.
Don't tell me.
It was the millionaire matchmaker.
No!
Yeah, I didn't know.
Patty Stanger, I love Patty Stanger. Do you guys watch Patty Stanger's show? I used to watch all the time.
But ironically, I kept saying to her, like, I've never dated anyone with a lot of money. I've really dated people that are funny and interesting and artists. And I guess, you know, if they have a career, yay, but it's like the person I'm attracted to. I know your company has like literally money in the title. Like that is not who I am, you know? So, but I just was like, I'm not looking for someone fabulous or rich or, I don't know, I just, I don't know if we're a match, Patty.
Yeah, you know, you don't need a millionaire matchmaker. You need like a hilarious matchmaker,
and
right?
We talked about that dating app that opened called Smile. It's called Smile and its tagline is love at first laugh.
Yeah, it's like tell me a joke and maybe I'll go on a date with you.
Yes, like that's my inroad to people. Yeah. But I tried it, and I guess people really know who she is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. People know who she is. Hi, Patty. Hi. Yeah, but, I mean, okay.
Does everyone know who this woman is?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big Bravo show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, raise of hands, like, who's like, oh, yeah, she's a viable matchmaker.
She's good at what she does.
Not a lot of hands here. And why not? Why would you not raise your hands? Because I'm wondering if my hesitancy was your hesitancy. Okay, I see a woman in a red jacket over there.
So I loved that show. I used to watch it all the time. And I think the thing that they need to do is show really what happened 6 months later. We don't really know if anyone was a good match, you know? And if they really stuck to some of her suggestions. I don't want to use the word rules, but, you know, only two drinks, don't have sex, blah, blah, blah. You know, and if they really stuck to the idea of it, would it really come out to be a good match? So that's why I was like this, because there's not enough information.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but I believe in matchmakers and the apps, and I believe in love.
Who else here? Thank you, by the way. What's your name?
Shari Perlman.
Hi, Shari Perlman. Who here believes in matchmaking and apps?
Well,
come on.
Well, that's two different questions, right?
Rachel, why did you get excited?
She met her boyfriend on an app.
Pull your mask down. Everybody, this is my friend Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
You met your boyfriend on an app?
Yeah, I just think exactly what you said. In today's day and age, if you're going to a bar, it's kind of the same thing. It's an online bar. So I just think more and more people, that's where they're going. That's kind of where you're going to end up. We have friends and friends. Everyone's, I met on this app. I met on that app. It's become a lot more acceptable and just kind of the new normal. So yeah, I'm hoping to get a ring on this finger from an app. So.
I love it. And Rachel, you deserve one.
Yes,
I know you, and you deserve one.
Yeah.
All right. So I like that people are liking matchmaking, that's trending, and the apps is you can't fight City Hall, let's do this.
Yeah, I think apps are how people meet now. Matchmaker, I'm not so much on board with. I don't think a stranger knows how to match you with somebody else. A friend, a family member, yes, but your gut is gonna be way more powerful than somebody who doesn't know you.
We've also established that opposites attract, and having someone who's different than you will open up your horizons, and I really like what you said also, Shari, which was also like, get some good advice and like, you know, pace yourself. Not something I used to do. Moving on.
All right,
finally, Fox News reports that a one-of-a-kind nonprofit is helping both our oceans and our veterans. Force Blue pairs special operation military events with scientists and environmentalists on marine conservation missions like coral reef restorations and debris removals. Look at this photo. The organization's goal is not only to keep our oceans clean, but to give veterans the opportunity to keep using their specialized skills after they've completed their service. Ross, my love for this story is as deep as the ocean.
I know. Now, this is what I call a perfect match, right?
Oh!
Thank you. This is a match that
works.
All
right, well, I love that. Speaking of perfect matches, we're going to go over to the kitchen with culinary queen Tegan Gerard. Let's go!
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
So excited to welcome our next guest to Cookbook Club. She comes from a big family who didn't like to cook, so she's self-taught. And she's a culinary genius and a social media superstar. Founder of Half-Baked Harvest, Tegan Gerard.
Hi. I'm so excited to be here.
Us too. You have mega super fans. You have stans here, Tegan.
Well, thank you so much. Everybody's been so sweet. This has been the sweetest show to come on.
That's the whole point. We got to be good to each other. Well, your popular blog, Half Baked Harvest, at 19 is when you put it out there, and now you have 3 cookbooks, most of which I own, I'm proud to say. Tell us about the new one.
So this is the new cookbook, Half Baked Harvest, Every A Day, you guys. It is my favorite cookbook yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think you get better and better, or do you just fall more and more in love?
I think that I've gotten better, to be honest with you. This one is easier. It's simpler. It's for the everyday cook, right? And I've really learned how to adjust my recipes so that we can be cooking dinner every single night.
Okay, let's take it away. What are we making?
So we are making my spicy shrimp tacos. Drew, you're gonna love these because they are so easy.
I am so in. Teach me. This is one of my favorite dishes.
Okay, so I'm gonna toss the shrimp with the spices. I love a little spice in my recipes.
Me too.
You're gonna make the salsa because I also love a fruity salsa.
Great.
You're dumping it all in a bowl and tossing. Same thing with me. I have some spices here. I love to use a little chipotle chili, a little bit of paprika. All goes in. Yep. All goes in. A little onion powder, cinnamon, so just toss that with your shrimp. And the cool thing about this is that the shrimp cooks on a sheet pan with the jalapeno. And then what I love to do is, see that jalapeno you just added?
I love sheet pan cooking. It takes the fear right out of it.
I think I could do a whole cookbook on sheet pan cooking.
Oh my God, if you did a sheet pan cookbook, it would really be so elevated and amazing. Please do that.
Aw, thank you.
You know, one fan suggestion.
Well, that's kind of how I love to cook, is I like to take recipes and just make them simpler, elevate them a little bit, add lots of flavor through seasonings. That's my favorite thing to do.
And I like to take recipes and totally screw them up, so that's perfect.
That is also my favorite thing to do. So Drew, I'm gonna just take this, I'm gonna put it in the oven.
Oh, look how beautiful that looks.
And look how beautiful that looks. Your salsa.
Oh, thank you, yeah, well.
No, I'm a fan of the salsa.
I do love a fruit salsa. What is the color on the shrimp?
I have some cinnamon on here.
See, that's the unique moment, is the cinnamon.
Yeah, so don't quote me on this, but it adds a little bit of a Jamaican flair to it, I feel like. There's a lot, when you do a taco, a Caribbean taco, they add cinnamon. One of their spices is that they use cinnamon. And I love that it kind of balances the heat from the chipotle. I love that. So we're gonna, you wanna do it for me?
Oh, may I? I'm
please.
Give me that shrimp.
Go for it. So we have some ingredients to swap. It's a beautiful television for us. How does it look, Drew?
It's the magic of television.
Magic of television.
Which we love.
How does it look?
Oh!
Isn't it good?
I'm drooling!
It takes 2 seconds, you guys, because shrimp cooks so quickly. That's the beauty of shrimp, right?
Yeah, and you can't overdo it because you want it to be pink and plump. But I don't love it when it's too raw. These look perfectly cooked.
You don't want chewy shrimp.
All right, well, we're going to assemble the tacos right after the break. Come right back, and I'm going to sink my teeth into these.
These are going to be so good!
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, places. Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Dress the part.
You know, I knew you were a blazer girl, so I was like, I'm gonna go for it.
I feel like we're really twinning, and I'm
really
so thrilled.
I just love it. A good pantsuit.
We're here
you guys.
With culinary superstar Tegan Girard, and she's making spicy shrimp tacos. All right, back to the tacos.
This is the best part. We get to assemble.
Well, also, I haven't eaten today. I've been waiting for this moment.
Okay.
I'm salivating.
All right. Well, okay.
All right. What should we do to assemble the perfect taco?
All right.
I think it matters.
Okay. I love a loaded taco.
Me too.
Okay. I like to do a little bit of slaw, a little bit of something crunchy on the bottom. So go for it. And then I'm a huge, huge fan of cilantro. How do you feel about cilantro?
I love it so much. My children's grandfather, Poppy, is literally, he can't be within 10 feet
of it. Not too heavy now, because you want to put the shrimp on.
Okay.
A little bit of shrimp.
I like a little crunch in the taco, too, so I'm glad for the coleslaw, because I'm a crunch girl. I like some texture.
I love a crunchy taco, you guys. Crispy homemade taco shells are the way to go. It's the
best. I grew up in the...
No, you gotta do the salsa. You can't. You gotta go for the salsa now.
Okay.
And then I also have a little bit of sauce here, you guys. I am all about sauce. Sauce adds so much flavor. I love a little heat. I love something saucy. Never dry. Never dry. So this is a poblano sauce.
I love poblanos.
Poblanos are smoky. They're like a mellow heat. They're so good, right?
They just have the most distinct flavor and sort of like you were saying Caribbean flair. The minute I taste a poblano, I'm completely transported to the place I want to be.
Oh,
cheers.
No, you got to put a little salsa on mine there for me. Oh, you got it all.
Sorry.
You got it all. Come on. Yep, perfect. Cheers.
Cheers. I know. Do you think I'm eager to get this taco in my mouth?
I'm afraid to eat a taco on camera, so.
This doesn't taste at all like you think it's going to taste.
It's all about the salsa for me. I love it. And the spice.
I really taste that cinnamon, but.
Oh, you do?
Subtly.
It's so subtle, right?
But it's in there, and I love it. Because if it was buried, I'd be like, why did we bother? It's so good.
It adds like a little bit of a sweetness. It's like a floralness to it, right?
There's also a really nice smoke.
Mm-hmm.
There's really
Did you put
great...
a lot of sauce on there?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
There's really...
Gotta go for the sauce. So good.
You have an extra dish here that I'm really excited about. So when we asked Tegan to come here, we had like 5 recipes we wanted to do, and it was really hard to narrow it down to one. These actually go amazing with the tacos. Please tell us about this dish, and you can go to our digital and find out how to make it.
So these are really fun, especially because game day, like game nights, football guys, these are my sweet potato nachos. They are so incredibly delicious. They're a vegetarian. Thank you. Thank you. They're a vegetarian taco, and what's really kind of, or not taco, I'm sorry, nacho, because we're using the sweet potatoes in place of chips. So they're loaded with a little bit of cheese, some black beans. You can top them with salsa, avocado, tons of cilantro.
Do you mind if I just try it really quickly?
Oh, my God, please.
If you go to our show's TikTok at the Drew Barrymore Show, you'll be able to find out through Tegan exactly how to execute this recipe. And we actually asked some of your mega fan followers a question. First is from Three Rooster. What is your favorite cookbook?
Well, funny thing about me is I actually don't read a ton of cookbooks because I'm like making my own recipes. But I have one that I use all the time and I love it. It's called Eating Out Loud, you guys, by Eden Greenspan. It is so, so good. This recipe or this cookbook has so many good flavors in it. It's a lot of Middle Eastern recipes and she uses a lot of spice. So I really love it. One of my favorites. Highly recommend. Oh. They're so good, right?
I'm not sure I have the best manners right now. Our next question comes from Reebly. What is her favorite meal to make for your family who doesn't cook?
So, they don't cook, you're right. I love to cook for my family, you guys. It is so much fun. They are fun eaters. But one of my favorite things is a really good gumbo.
Ooh, I love gumbo.
We should make gumbo next time. Cauliflower soup and gumbo.
Woo! I'm like test bomb.
Yes. Oh, no. I don't know these things.
Test them. Okay. Gumbo. We're doing gumbo. And I want to make your cauliflower pale ale soup. I mean, there's so many things, Tegan. Please, please come back. Head to our show's TikTok to see how we whip up the nachos that I literally just took and started shoving
in
my mouth.
That's the only way that you eat nachos.
These are so incredible, Tegan. Thank you so much. Tegan Gerard, everybody. Yesterday, we make this show for you. So take it with you because it's all yours.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.